In order for us as a nation to ensure dignity and mental health, there must be commitment from the highest level as well as social consensus. Appropriate policies and legislation must also be enacted and enforced. And we must also strengthen community response, with civil society taking leadership in supporting people with mental health issues. Additionally, the relevant professionals within the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment will make huge efforts to ensure that there is greater monitoring of stigma and discrimination in an attempt to provide protection for vulnerable groups such as women and children, the elderly, individuals with gender and socioeconomic inequalities, as well as people with physical and mental disabilities. Mental illness is still highly stigmatized. There is still shame about mental illness. Despite current scientific knowledge that mental illness is treatable and persons with mental illness can restore their health and social functions, people are still ostracized. Stigmatizing and discriminatory treatment can be particularly distressing when a person is experiencing a health crisis. As we advocate for less restrictive environments for treating persons with mental illness, we must make provisions for well-trained healthcare workers. We must strengthen our efforts to combat stigma and discrimination for people living with mental illnesses. In order to do so, we must strengthen our programs to prevent mental and emotional disorders and continue the work we are doing to improve our treatment and care of those with mental disorders.